Penguin Readers. Mrs. Dalloway, Virginia Woolf. Level 7. Note about the story. Virginia Woolf, 1882 to 1941, one of the world's most important writers, was part of the early 20th century movement of modernism, which included other types of art, such as music and painting. Mrs. Dalloway, 1925, is the fourth of her seven novels. In modernist novels, the writer mostly examines the inner lives of characters, rather than developing a plot in which many things happen. In Mrs. Dalloway, there are no chapters. Instead, there are sections which follow a particular character and their thoughts. This way of writing is known as a stream of consciousness because it shows thoughts running through someone's mind like a river. It includes memories of the past, reactions to the present, and plans for the future, as these things come into the character's mind. Sometimes we move between these different times, or between different characters' minds, within a sentence or a paragraph. Reading Mrs. Dalloway is sometimes like reading a poem. Woolf often uses images to compare things. For example, an image on page 11 compares the air to the kiss of a wave. Words and phrases are often repeated to build ideas and make connections between characters. The sentences are sometimes long, and the way they are written can reflect their meaning. For example, on page 12, the words in brackets, but that might be, create a pause. And on page 18, there is one phrase after another like a wave rising. Nonsense, nonsense. Often the things that people say aloud are written as reported speech. For example, on page 13, when Clarissa and Hugh are talking about Evelyn. Mrs. Dalloway is set in London on a single June day in 1923, 5 years after the end of the First World War, 1914 to 18. We follow three main characters, Clarissa Dalloway, Peter Walsh, and Septimus Warren Smith. Clarissa is the upper-class wife of a politician, Richard Dalloway. The Dalloways live in Westminster, in a grand house with servants, including a cook. Clarissa grew up at Boughton, a large country house with gardens, which, unlike the many real places mentioned in London, see Map of London on page 10, Woolf has invented. Clarissa has recently had influenza in the deadly 1918 to 1920 flu pandemic, which affected millions of people around the world. Westminster is the home of the Houses of Parliament, which includes the House of Commons, where elected members of Parliament, like Richard Dalloway, work, and the famous clock tower known as Big Ben after its biggest bell. Big Ben strikes every quarter of an hour, and also once for each hour on the hour. Buckingham Palace is the home of the British royal family. In 1923, the King was George V, his wife was Queen Mary, and their son, Edward, later Edward VIII, was the Prince of Wales. Peter Walsh has just returned from 5 years in India, which in 1923 was part of the British Empire under British rule. Britain had a large army in India. Septimus Warren Smith fought in the First World War. Many war memorials were later built to remember the dead, including the Cenotaph in Whitehall in 1920. Septimus is suffering from serious mental illness as a result of his experiences in the war. Like Septimus, Woolf suffered periods of serious mental illness and was treated by doctors with little understanding of her condition. She killed herself in March 1941. One of Septimus's doctors, Sir William Bradshaw, works in Harley Street, which is famous for its private doctors. He has the title Sir because he has been given a special award by the King for his achievements, and his wife is known as Lady Bradshaw. Map of London. Regent's Park. St Paul's Cathedral. Somerset House. Tower of London. Trafalgar Square. Cenotaph. Houses of Parliament and Big Ben. Piccadilly Circus. St James's Park. Buckingham Palace. Hampton Court Palace. Regent's Park Tube Station.